We embark on a dangerous trip, a treasure hunt to find Syria's largest oil field, Al Ramelan. We leave areas controlled by the Syrian government behind and go to the north, alongside the Turkish border and the front line with the world's most dangerous terrorists, ISIL. At a production rate of over 160,000 barrels a day, Al Ramelan was once responsible for almost half of Syria's black gold production. But today, the scene is different. Tens of drills are out of order. The large oil field lies now inside the self-proclaimed autonomous district of Syria run by the Kurdish militias. We move under the protection of the Kurdish security force. Their blue flag flies along the Turkish border here in Nusaybin.
No one buys our oil. They have a full siege on us. If it were the rebels selling the oil or ISIL, then they would find a buyer in Turkey. The insurgents sell directly to EU countries, and the ISIL sells through mediators in Turkey.
The Syrian government staff continues to operate the wells and the facilities, though the government is no longer in control here. Today, the production of the wells has been reduced to meet the local needs of Hasakah province.
This oil refinery is part of Al Ramelan oil fields and it is still controlled and operated by the Syrian Petroleum Company. However, the Kurdish militias, the YPG, control the area surrounding it.
Al Ramelan's main competition comes from the terror group ISIL and its illegal oil business. Many here ask how can the world's most wanted terrorist group operate and sell oil products when it's under relentless attack from an international coalition.
There are local brokers here. They buy oil from us and refine it in primitive ways. They tell us ISIL refineries have all the petrochemicals they need and they have Turkish experts operating everything for them.
As the sun is about to set, the poorly refined petroleum products here create deadly, cancerous fumes. Allah Ibrahim, Press TV, Qamishli.